إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, to conclude and complete the reminder on ghibat, on backbiting, a couple of things. One is, many times you would have heard people saying, they will start saying something, they will say, I'm not telling you the name. And then they will say everything which helps you to identify exactly who they are talking about. So name they have not said. For example, if they are say, for I always take these examples on myself so nobody can get offended. So so they say they are not mentioning my name. But they say, you know, on road number 9 in Banjara Hills, there is a masjid in which there is a khutbah in English. Now, there is no need to take the name because you have identified. Now, that the key thing is, ask yourself in your own heart, what is your niyyah? Because that amounts to ghibat. I mean, there is no need, even though you did not take the name, it means nothing, because at the end of the day, you said whatever you had to say. So, that is why it is very important to ensure that our niyyah has ikhlas and that there is truthfulness in it. Second thing is, there are three situations in which you are permitted to speak and say something negative about a person in his absence. Three situations. One situation is where it's a matter of a friend, for example, asking you about another person with the intention of doing business with him. So, for example, if somebody says, look, I would like to invest my money, so and so has this scheme. What do you think? Now, if you know anything negative about that person, then you should mention that, because it's a matter of potential loss for the individual. Because if you withhold that information, then this person will go and invest with that other individual and he may be taken for a ride or something. So, in a case where you have information about an individual which may be negative, but somebody asks you about that person with the intention of doing business, then you can tell them that. If they ask you generally, what do you think of so-and-so? There is no need to say anything. There is no need to say anything. My standard response, anytime anybody asks me, what do you think of so-and-so? I tell them, I have not yet decided what I think about myself. So, how will I tell you about anybody else? So, forget that. So, generally, but if there is anything like, second thing is, the same thing with regard to somebody, if they are asking you about a marriage relationship. Supposing they are asking, if they want to marry somebody, or for their son, daughter or something, if they ask you, this family, this person, and you have negative information about that other person, then you must inform them, because it can be a very serious matter. Somebody's life may be ruined unnecessarily because they go and marry the wrong person. So, you, it is essential for you to say that, even though it is negative. Third is, in the case of a criminal investigation, where if you have information about a person and the investigating officer asks you, or you might even volunteer that information and say, here is what I know about this person, because it's a matter of crime, it's a matter of something which affects all of society. So, you have that responsibility of conveying that negative information in the absence of that person, if it is an issue of a criminal investigation. Fourth point, which must be taken again with a lot of caution, because this is another one where people use this as an excuse for what is actually backbiting, which is to warn people about an individual in the public space. So, whether it is a politician or whether it is, an alim or whoever, right? Somebody who is in the public space. We are not talking about an individual in a personal relationship. We are saying, in the public space, if there is a person who is doing something negative, or if there is a person who is propagating something which is false, then it is accepted and acceptable for you to speak out against that. Again, publicly, you are speaking out against that. Or if somebody comes and asks you and says, what about so and so? For example, people come and ask about translation of the Quran. Many people translate the Quran. And they think that translating the Quran simply means, you know, writing the English word for the Arabic word. That is not the meaning of translation. For to translate the Quran itself, you must have, enough knowledge to translate or to do the tafsir of the Quran. You must have enough knowledge to be able to do that. And knowledge of many different sciences. It's not only one thing. That's why I never do tafsir. I mean, many people have asked me, you know, why don't you do ayat of the Quran, do the tafsir? Alhamdulillah, I have read tafsir, I have read the Quran. I think I understand it to some extent. But I do not consider myself competent to make tafsir of the Quran. I never do any tafsir. You will never see me doing any tafsir. Explaining an ayat here and there is a different issue. Or showing the, relationship of an ayat, or giving the hawala or reference of an ayat is a different matter. But doing tafsir of the Quran, teaching the Quran as tafsir, I never do. Because I do not consider myself capable of that. I do not have the knowledge for that. But today you find anyone just pick up a book and start. And people say, no, in my opinion. Arey, who are you? What is your opinion? What validity does that have? This is a very, very dangerous issue. I mean, if you are saying things like this, then you are holding yourself accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, very important for us to understand these issues. So, therefore, in terms of people in the public space, so people come and say, so-and-so translated the Quran, should I read it? Now, if you know that this translation has got problem with it, then you must mention this. So, no, please don't read that translation because it has got problems with it. So, these are the four cases. In the case of a potential business relationship, case of a potential marriage relationship, in the case of a criminal investigation, and in the case of any public issue where somebody may be causing public harm or misguidance, then it is permissible for you to say something negative about that individual, as the case might be. So, this is to complete yesterday's thing on ghibat. As I mentioned, ghibat in all its forms. Ghibat, whether it is buhtan, whether it is namima, whether it is slander, backbiting, or innuendo and implication, then all of these are things which are haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly in the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat. See the ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat. Similarly, final point are also the titles and names. Apparently, we do this jokingly, but one must understand, you know, it's a nice thing to be humorous and it's a nice thing to laugh and so on and so forth. But like everything else, there are boundaries, right? There are boundaries. I mean, it's not nice to laugh at everything. One of the things that we seem to do quite a lot is to laugh at people's frailties and people's weaknesses and people's infirmities. And we give them all kinds of names. And somebody is, you know, for example, blind in one eye. Hamare Urdu mein kya bolte? Kanda bolte. Kanda, bhaira, andha, langda, lula, tonta, gidda. You know, all of this is haram in Islam. Please understand, this is absolutely haram in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the sight of that person, of one of his eyes. How long do you think it takes Allah to take your sight away if he wants? You think it's so difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aap kande nahi ban sakte. Dusre ko bolte, unhe kanda hai. Aapko kanda banane ko Allah kitna time lagta? Seriously, we have to. It is somebody's weakness. I mean, somebody is, अरे उन्हें तो भयरा है. अरे है तो क्या करेंगे? भयरा है, नहीं सुनने आता तो क्या करेंगे? उन्हें खुद भयरा बना लिया अपने को. I mean, has he made himself deaf? He's got a problem. So, what is there to laugh about? What is there to, this is absolutely shameful. This is utterly shameful. This is haram. So, again, Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically warned us against giving titles to each other which are derogatory. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how bad it is that after accepting Iman, that you give your brother a title which is derogatory. This is really, I think Surah Al-Hujurat is something to be studied. There is a book of mine called Akhlaq of the Ummati, which is based on many of the ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat. We did a series of khutbas on it. So please read that. Very important for us to understand, these are the things that are haram, they are prohibited. And as I mentioned, there is a very basic fundamental reason they are prohibited, and that reason is because it destroys our relationships with each other. It destroys the feeling of brotherhood. It destroys the love that we should have for one another. These things destroy that. And that is the reason why these are prohibited. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to treat each other with love and respect, and to treat each other with appreciation, to help one another, to be comforting to one another, to support one another, and never to do anything to subvert or to backbite or to somehow demean each other. Because when you demean somebody else, remember, you are demeaning yourself, nobody else. You are demeaning yourself. If you are cursing somebody, you are cursing yourself. You are not cursing the other individual. That person is whoever he is. Your curse does not stick to them. The curse is only demonstrating who you are. It demonstrates what background you come from. It demonstrates what kind of parents you had. It demonstrates what family you have, you came from. Because that is how you speak. Your speech demonstrates your background. It's not your topi or your clothing or something. Your speech, your tongue demonstrates what kind of person you are. So remember that whenever you speak, that is your signature. This is your face you are showing to the world. And this face reflects on you. It reflects on your parents. It reflects on your culture. It reflects on your religion. And it reflects on your family. Now, is this the impression that you want to give to the world? This is our issue today. Muslims, this is our issue today. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and save us from acting or speaking or behaving in a way which eventually ends up demeaning us as individuals and demeaning us as Muslims. We ask Allah to save us from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.